think, you know, in all of my films are personal touches, and they ultimately are Swiss touches, because that's where I grew up from, that what formed me. You know, the first Swiss touch is maybe that the film was scheduled for 103 days, and we finished it after 103 days. It's the first Bond film I ever finished on time. So that's a big Swiss touch right there. But also, it's, you know, in a sense, I wanted to choose a location in Switzerland out of budget reasons and script reasons. It didn't work out. Instead, then I thought, okay, I have to cast a Swiss henchman, at least include some Swiss German. I came one day to Anatole, where you should improvise these few lines in Swiss German, because after all, it will be history that there's some Swiss German in a Bond film. I thought that was amusing to me. I think it's just more the way I portray characters and the characters I'm drawn to. I think Bond, like a lot of my other characters in my other movies, is a character who's emotionally not really that accessible. And that's, I think, you know, at least the way I grew up is slightly emotionally closed off. And I think, you know, in general, with more northern countries, that they're a little more closed off than southern countries. You don't wear your emotions on your sleeve. And that's sort of more the characters I'm drawn to and I portray. And I guess that, you know, it's part of the sort of a Swiss background. You know, I think my aesthetic in general is definitely also has an imprint of European cinema more than American cinema.